turn over to in opposition of this bill. We are using the 3-minute timer just to keep everything equal and fair. So just keep that in mind. I would like to open it up now for people in the room who are wanting to testify in opposition.
Good afternoon, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and members of the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources. I'm Deirdre Gilbert. I'm the Director of State Marine Policy for DMR and testifying in opposition to LD 487. As you've heard, this would require the creation of regional coastal commissions. I do want to note that is the requirement part. You do have to create the commissions. Whether or not you adopt an ordinance is what is discretionary, but if you choose not to, then that's where the DEP comes in and you use the model ordinance they developed. These commissions would have the authority to adopt rules, which would include the issuance and revocation of permits and the issuance of decisions and finding of facts, amongst other authorities. While represented as a planning exercise, when taken in its totality, this legislation actually shifts management of the many uses of the marine environment from state to local commissions consisting of community members. I'm going to skip down a bit. We understand that there have been proposed projects that have raised concerns for coastal residents. However, there is no evidence that our existing system is insufficient to assess these proposals or that municipalities do not have adequate opportunity to participate in permitting decisions. Other state agencies such as DEP and DACF will also face implications from this legislation, and they have provided letters detailing their own concerns. As you know, many activities are governed by state statute and regulations to ensure uniformity and predictability for the public throughout the state. The coastal waters are an excellent example of that. They are regulated by the state to ensure conformity, predictability, efficiency, and fairness across our diverse coastline. We are concerned that LD 47 risks creating instability by creating a hyperlocal, complex, potentially confusing regulatory landscape that users of the marine environment will be forced to navigate as their activities span miles along the main coast. It's not clear to us how the coast gets divided up. There's very general guidance provided on how that would occur. We are very concerned about future potential unintended consequences of LD 487. The proposed structure of the regional commissions could consist of individuals whose preferences could be detrimental to Maine's economy and fishing heritage. And I just want to direct the committee's attention. So page 3 of the bill talks about what the authorities of the commissions are. As we've said, they are responsible to develop a planning ordinance, but then it goes on to say that planning ordinance determines what are the uses allowed, what is allowed with a permit, what's allowed without a permit, what's not allowed, and then it has these categories of activities. And then there's an enforcement section at the bottom of that page that basically says, if you don't have a permit, then you can't do your thing. So I do think there is a conflict with what the state might allow and then such a commission would prohibit. In sum, LD 47 represents a major departure from the precedent in which the state has historically governed the waters of our state. It presents a plethora of potential questions and policy concerns that would change the way Maine governs public land. And for these reasons, we would urge you to vote ought not to pass. That is my time.
Who's got a question? Representative Thorne does.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for being here, Deirdre. And my question would be, I'll save most of them for the work session, but for today, there's been assertions and concerns expressed about the amount of pollution that would occur in Frenchman Bay. Is there an acceptable amount of pollution to the bay that DMR would say that's okay, or is your goal zero?
So I would clarify, thank you, Representative Horn. I would clarify, so DMR's role in that project was for the leasing of the space where the activity would occur. DEP is the state agency that regulates discharge and issues the permits for that. I did, given the opportunity, I did want to clarify, it was represented today that that proposal was terminated through a DEP action, but I just want to clarify that was in fact a DMR decision and action, and that was based on the fact that that proposal, we did not have a complete application for the American Aquaforms project. It hadn't been deemed complete. We were still looking for certain information from them. One of them was documentation that they had a qualified source of fish that they would be raising there, and that that source met the genetic requirements in our regulations. That was not provided to us at that point. You know, after much kind of back and forth, the department terminated that proposal based on that shortcoming. That was in April of 2022. So another point around that is that the towns have kind of said they've had no unique role in that, but we really hadn't entered into the formal process for that application at that time. We didn't have a complete application. If we had a complete application, we would have gotten to the point where we were accepting interveners. Any town by law is automatically an intervener. These are adjudicatory proceedings that gives you elevated standing. So towns do have a unique role. We just didn't get to that point with that project where that was, where that played out.
Okay, a clarification question. So is the report back from DEP part of the approval of the permit? Do you take that, wait for that before you approve the project?
They need a DEP discharge permit to operate. I would have to tell you at the work session if we withhold the lease until that is provided.
Okay.
I think we probably do.
Yes. All right. That would be helpful. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Dudera and then Representative Eaton after.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Deirdre. We've heard a lot of people say, a lot of proponents today say that they feel there's a lack of coordinated planning. I understand that back in the day, there was a state planning office. I don't know if they had anything to do with this kind of a thing, but does DMR engage in the kind of planning that folks are talking about? And I guess a follow-up to that would be this the Maine Coastal Program, which was mentioned. I kind of looked that up and I don't see what their function is or if they are doing any planning, but I'd like you to address that.
Sure. Thank you, Representative Dudera. So I think there's potentially some ambiguity between like planning and zoning. And there's been, you know, conversations about kind of maybe visioning for the coast of Maine and what kinds of things do we want to see. But I think it would be very difficult to take that to a point where you are actually zoning the 5,000 miles of the coast from the shore out to 200 miles with what we are or aren't going to allow. That's complicated as things change and new technologies get developed and, you know, people's perceptions of what they want to see changes. So I don't think that legitimately we have ever felt we had, I don't even know what it would take to undertake that exercise of a full scale planning of all of Maine's waters with exactly what you want to see. So there have been, the Coastal Zone Program has participated in some projects. This was going back quite a ways, which were called bay management exercises, which were kind of trying to pilot that idea in certain localities. That actually turned more into a conversation about kind of what is the process for making decisions about what happens, more than let's take this bay and divide it up and decide what we're going to allow where. It never really morphed into that.
Thank you. Just a quick follow-up. And in that process, was more community input sought or?
Well, those were done in particular communities with all interested parties in that community to try to kind of flesh out what would this be? What is bay management to people? What are they looking for? So that was done in two specific communities. Like I say, I think this was in 2004 or 2005. My exact recollection of the outcomes of that is pretty hazy, but I could dig that up for you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Deirdre. Just wanted to ask, I wrote a quick note, what is a description of an intervener and what is their potential role?
Sure. So aquaculture lease hearings are adjudicatory proceedings, and an intervener basically means that you have elevated standing in that proceeding and you receive all of the communications between all of the parties on that proceeding. So if DMR is communicating with the applicant, you would receive those communications. I don't know how to describe it other than elevated standing in the proceeding.
Nope, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay, thank you very
much,
Deirdre.
Here, come on up, sign on in. Okay. I'm assuming you're opposed on this bill and in this room. That's what we're doing.
Am I on the mic?
You are.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Senator Rennie and Representative Hepler. Nice to see you again, committee members. I'm Mike Gaffney. I'm an oyster farmer in Robin Hood Cove in Georgetown. I've been for 6 years. I've been a Maine resident for 25 years. And my family moved to the state because it has a fairly unique character in which people of all socioeconomic levels seem to get on together. We mix much better than people mix in other states. And I've lived in many other states. And I love the beauty of Maine, but I really love that aspect of Maine, that we seem to be able to mix together nicely. There is gentrification in our state, that's for sure. And it occurs along the waterfront because that's private property. That goes to the highest bidder. We get that. But even a Mainer of lesser means can scrape up enough money to put together a skiff and some gear and launch a boat and apply to DMR to get an LPA or a permit, a lease, to farm the state waters if he or she can find a good place, if it doesn't interfere with the navigation channel, if it doesn't interfere with riparian owners accessing their docks, if it doesn't screw around with existing fisheries, doesn't mess with the eagles, doesn't mess with the eelgrass, then you get a permit and you can make a living. What currently, under the current rules, the DMR rules that the legislature set, if a wealthy waterfront owner doesn't like the way your farm looks, doesn't like the cut of your jib, your skiff, and by the way, oyster farmers do have floating gear. We're not under the water. We have floats that carry our tumblers, et cetera. But if they don't like the way you look, they can complain to the DMR when there's public hearings for this lease. But guess what? You still get the lease. We can't be denied an opportunity to make a living because we don't look good to the riparian owners. Under this proposed bill, local planning committees could set their own rules up and say, you know, in this cove, we got a lot of water residential owners. It may be great for oyster farming, but we're going to say no